I have a dog lying on me, which is quite sweet. He's in a good mood, aren't you? And it's not because you want food, or is it? It's because you love me. Do you love me? Thinking about it? Yeah, you do. Yes. You make funny grumbling noises. Yeah. I must admit, yes. Come here. Settle. 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 Oh, there we go. Don't try and play with the iPad. You're turning into Dion. I mean, I took her on the bus yesterday morning and she got 40 minutes solid fuss and attention. Well, at least two different people. That's her idea of heaven. And she was very good actually working. She did stop. She did put a pause down. She did say, screw this, I'm not going home, I'm going to stand here. But it did help. Michelle was walking on the other side of me so that she could block things, almost like blinkers from Uni's view, and she didn't want to see them. Plus, Uni likes Michelle, so she's more inclined to do stuff for her. Whereas me, I'm horrible. I drag her out to the crack of dawn, I feed her a tiny amount of food a day, and, oh, hello, Dion. I don't give her anywhere enough treats. Yes. Uni's on a diet, by the way. This has not made her very happy. Partly my fault, because I've been giving her more treats than I should. But that's the only way I've been able to get her to do a job for the last couple of weeks. Hello, aren't you? Hello. Yes. Yes, you're a happy dog. I need to get a clip this week. In fact, that's all my tasks for today. Is to ring up and get a spot for her. Because she's starting to look a bit unruled and unkept. And we can't have you looking unkept, can we? You've got to be beautiful at all times. Yes. So, yeah, we went looking at houses yesterday. And you said in the car, which was very good. But it really irritated me because we went and looked at this house. It was on the market, I think, 1, 2, 4, 4.5, something like that. And it was basically, it reminded me of one of those auction properties that come up every so often. They go on at about 70 grand. And basically, just bought to be redone. The smell was terrible. It was like someone hadn't turned the heating on in 6 months. And you could smell the mould and the damp hanging in the carpet. The fact the guy wanted, like, you know, top whack for this place, especially given the electrics looked a bit dodgy and the, well, paint was coming off the walls and everything else. Lovely garden. You would have liked the garden. Yes, hello, Dion. Yes, don't mind me, Dion. I exist solely to exist as a bridge for you. Yes. Yeah, it was a nice day anyway. Went and had Café Rouge, which is always nice. And Uni likes it. Yes, Uni, it's a Dion. And now the cats love me because it's Saturday morning. Yes, Saturday morning, isn't it? Hello. So, yeah, I'm going to give up looking for a little while because it's frustrating me. And I need to get some viewing sorted out for my place. But at least I know what I don't want. And I kind of know what I do want as well. So I know the location specifically down to the street that I want. I know the type of house I want. Ideally a 3-bedroom, so because a 3rd bedroom is usually a tiny box room. Which can easily be converted to a nice size ensuite. Isn't it? Can't it, little puss? I need somewhere with on a quiet road that is not going to lead to the death of my Bengal. Because, frankly, he knows what a car is, but he will stand up against it and go, try it. So far, he's survived. In Norwich, people aren't so kind. You know, I know that my absolute nutter limit is about probably 125, simply because I don't want to pay stamp duty, and the leftover money I've got on my mortgage is for things like moving costs and solicitors and whatnot. So at least I have a plan. Haven't I, Yoon? Anyway, that's it for the day.